It was an unusually warm late winter day as Laura Wallace traveled from her Vermilion home to Sioux Falls for school supplies. She dropped off her children at Falls Park, a favorite family spot, for the brief time it would take to run her errand. Her oldest daughter, 16-year-old Madison, was left in charge of four younger siblings. Laura recalls that she was in traffic minutes later when an urgent phone call came through. Two of her children were in trouble.
And so I actually was not even there when it happened, and I'm sure a lot of times you think, oh, you know, I wish I could have been there, but I wasn't.
When Laura finally arrived at Falls Park through rush hour traffic, she learned that her daughter, Madison, had been swept under the foamy waters of the Big Sioux River after jumping in to save her youngest brother, Garrett. Lyle Eagletail, a stranger to the Wallace family, had seen Madison in the water and jumped in to help her. Other people gathered to assist Lyle in pulling Madison out.
Madison did grab onto his leg and held onto him for about 5 minutes. And so for that time, and they did say that they were just really having a hard time with the current and not having enough strength to hold onto them, and then they slipped away.
6-year-old Garrett was able to make his way from the river to safety. Laura Wallace now lives with her family in Utah. She says it's been difficult getting through her days without Madison.
I'm surprised, but my kids seem to be doing a lot better than I am, you know. So I'm the one who is always crying all the time, you know, and get sad, but they're great, and I'm glad for that.
Laura has also been able to see positives within the tragedy.
I think that we've been just really grateful for, you know, she couldn't have died a better way because she showed her true personality. And she lived her life constantly on behalf of others all the time. And she died doing the same thing. She was just trying to help people. She's a sweetheart. If anyone knew her, they would know that she was just so sweet.
As for the courage shown by Lyle Eagletail, Laura says she's overwhelmed.
Our family is really appreciative of him and offering himself to be able to do that because it was a really scary situation, and he didn't hesitate to come in and offer to help, and he held on for a long time and did his best to try to help her. And we know that that loss is really hard, and we're really sorry that he didn't make it.
Stephanie Bowman is Native American and a board member of the Sioux Falls Diversity Council. She organized tonight's memorial dinner to remember Madison and Lyle, to honor first responders, and for another reason.
The differences with the races between Native and non-Native alike here in South Dakota can be tense at some times, but my hope is that they will recognize what Lyle did, you know, represents what's best in all of us Natives, that, you know, we're generous people, and this is something that can build bridges, and I'm hoping that this is what the event will do, is just to start building bridges between communities.
The theme of the memorial dinner is Warriors See No Color, in recognition of Lyle Eagletail's selfless act to help another human being. Stephanie Bowman hopes tonight's event can be the start of an annual gathering where people of all races, ethnicities, and backgrounds meet to celebrate themselves and one another while they recall the courage of two young warriors. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.